88.5 KCSN. Mr. Shovel here and in the studio. Very, very happy to have you here. Fiction Family joining us this afternoon. Thanks for coming out very much.
Yeah, we're stoked to be here.
Yeah, really happy to be here.
And you have, we have a show tonight at the House of Blues. So I appreciate that you're spending your afternoon over here because I know it's a lot of work.
No, it's good. Actually, we're driving up from San Diego and Sean lives up here now and he was giving me the lowdown on your station and why he loves it. So we're stoked to be here.
Okay. So for our audience, let's introduce the members of Fiction Family so that they get a better picture of what's going on. John Foreman, right? You live down in San Diego, right?
Yeah, I live in San Diego.
From the band Switchfoot.
That's right.
And so you'll know him from that, front guy from Switchfoot. And my buddy Mike Halloran says hi, by the way.
Oh, nice. I'll give him a call later. I owe him a call.
Okay, cool. And Sean Watkins over here on my right. Sean, if you were at the our benefit, the Jackson Browne and Friends benefit concert for KCSN, Sean Watkins was on stage with his sister Sarah as part of the Watkins family.
Yep. Yeah, that was really fun.
That was a really, you guys were incredible that night. You carried, you know, it was really great what you guys did. We appreciate it very much.
Oh, it's, you know, I mean, I love this station. And, you know, we were just kind of attached with Jackson. That was sort of at the end of a tour that we did with him. But, yeah, I mean, any chance to be a part of, you know, help, you know, doing something supportive for you guys is, you know, we jump on that.
We appreciate it very much. And Sean, also, you might know him from Nickel Creek and the Watson family, or Watkins family. And are you still doing the things over at Largo?
Yeah, once a month, Watkins family hour. I think the next one's February 28th, but we do them pretty much every month.
So explain what that is to our audience.
It's a residency that my sister Sarah Watkins and I have had for 10 years. We just did our 10th anniversary show, and it's at Largo at the Cornett Theater. For the first, you know, 5 years, it was at the old Largo, which is a club, but it's a monthly show, and she and I, and we have a band, a regular band of four people, and that are really great, and then we have special guests, and Jackson's, you know, that's kind of how we know Jackson and started our musical relationship, is playing with him at Largo, and Fiona Apple's a regular part of it, and a couple other locals, and it's really fun, yeah.
Some of the best music you'll ever hear.
Sure.
It's fantastic.
Over at the Largo. And now you have some new, are these permanent? We have permanent members of Fiction Family.
Yeah.
The family has grown.
Families grow. You know, that's what happens. And our first tour we ever did, we invited some of our favorite people to play with us. And it felt, by the end of the tour, it felt like it wasn't just me and Sean in a band anymore. It was the four of us. So that's what this record reflects.
You want to introduce your new members?
So Aaron Redfield on, normally on the drums.
He's got a shaker today.
Today he's playing the bits and shakers and stuff. Bits and bobs, yeah, that's a technical term in the business. We call that. And then Tyler Chester is playing the bass. And you probably, Tyler, you were probably on that show with Jackson
Yeah.
All right.
Bass and keyboards.
Excellent. Oh, do you have that Supro amp?
That's Jackson's, but yeah.
Oh, that's his.
The green one.
I have that amp. I've never seen anybody who had that amp ever in the world.
That's a really good
That amp. Royal Reverb amp. Yeah. I saw it. I didn't know. I thought it was yours because you were near it, I think.
Oh, yeah, but, yeah. Everything on that stage basically was Jackson's.
Got it. Well, we appreciate it here at KCSN that you guys, you know, put that show on. It keeps us going, you know. So we appreciate it very much. The new album, Fiction Family Reunion. It's a second album, so do you want to perform something live?
Love to. And let's do Up Against the Wall.
Okay.
This is the single. It's 88.5 KCSN.
This was a song that actually was tracked just like this in a room with no headphones, no monitor engineer, no engineer at all. I think it was just us. Just press and record and run into the other room and it's called Up Against the Wall. 2, 3, 4. When the gavel comes down crooked and the verdict feels unfair, and the judge's robes are stained. And the dude don't seem to care. Hey, how you gonna pick up the pieces? Hey, how you gonna pick up the pieces? Our love is a puzzle that can't be solved. Our love is a puzzle that can't be sold. And the urn that holds the ashes has been scattered by the fall. I'm stuck with the circus king, getting sick of it all. Up against the wall. Up against the wall. Down on the ocean floor, and the sand gets in your shell. Everyone's been talking about the pearl you have someday. Right now it only hurts like hell. How you gonna pick up the pieces? Hey, how you gonna pick up the pieces? Our love is a puzzle that can't be solved. Our love is a puzzle that can't be solved. And the urn that holds the ashes been shattered by the fall. I'm stuck with the circus king, getting sick of it all. Up against the wall. Up against the wall. Our love is a puzzle that can't be solved. Our love is a puzzle that can't be solved. Our love is a puzzle that can't be solved. Our love is a puzzle that can't be solved.
So nice. 88.5 KCSN, Fiction Family, live in the studio, Up Against the Wall, from their new album, Fiction Family Reunion, which came out just a couple days ago.
Yesterday.
Yep. That was really amazing. This thing, you said you did that in the studio. You recorded it pretty much just like this, just in the room together, one take, or probably more than one take, right?
We did, actually, a lot of these songs, we learned them the day we recorded them.
Really?
So we'd press record, go into the other room, and rattle off, like, you know, 5 or 6 takes, because you don't have to worry about tape anymore. It's just, mm-hmm. you know, digital. So by the time 5 or 6 takes had come around, we thought, oh, that actually, that's the one. We wanted to record them fresh before we had time to, you know, overthink them.
That's cool. That's how Dylan works. You know, he just gets in there and starts playing, and then a song comes in, and he never remembered – the way he did it, so he does it a different way. But yeah, you guys, this sounded very much like the record, and that's as opposed to a lot of people will, you know, with the modern techniques as you're talking about, they'll assemble a recording, but then figure out, oh, how do we do this live? But yeah, you guys just walked in and bang, just like that.
Yeah, and fantastic. Well, I feel like with us, there's always been kind of a little bit of a magic when we play, and we wanted to kind of see if we could put that down on a CD, you know, because it felt like during the tour we had really figured out how to play together.
So the thing that we're only thing we're missing is the drums over there.
Yeah,
with Aaron.
But he's being quiet. He's holding back on you.
So, Fiction Family tonight at the House of Blues on Sunset, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We'd love to hear you play another song.
Let's do it.
It's 88.5 KCSN.
And do just Rob Me.
Oh yeah. What key is that one?
Let's do it in D.
D.
So this one literally came to me when I was sleeping one time, and woke up and wrote down the song, and then went back to sleep, and it goes like this. I met a pretty girl the next town over, running like a river, thin and long. Other than her dress, she looks mighty well depressed. So I asked this pretty lady what was wrong. She said, all my life I tried to be an outlaw. I tried to spit and chew and steal and rob. But I ain't no good at thieving, so I might as well be leaving. I think I'm off to go and get a job. I told that pretty girl, don't be so foolish. Don't be so quick to leave this life of crime. Now see, I'll be quick to call it. You can practice on my wallet, and that way if you're caught, you won't do time. Just rob me, a pretty face like yours don't come for free. See if I could call you honey, pretty sure you're gonna take my money. Oh darling, keep my gun and just rob me. Come on, Sean. So I saw this pretty girl a few months later. To see her with my gun was a relief. I said, honey, you got attributes like lace in the lips and the high heel boots, but dearie, you're just no good as a thief. She said, miss, how do you know that I'm failing? I might as well rob 20 banks today. That's when I looked in the eye and I said, miss, I'd be surprised. You're pointing that there gun the wrong way. Yeah, just rob me. Just rob me. A pretty face like yours don't grow on trees. See if I can call you honey, pretty sure you're gonna take my money. Oh darling, keep your gun and just rob me. Oh, maybe every woman is an outlaw. I'm pretty sure that pretty thieves in black, they'll make screen like smoke, and then they'll rob you broke. I suppose I don't mind being robbed like that. So my pretty thief and I started a family. My outlaw's been giving me in-laws. Oh, she kept her thieving art. Sure as rain, she stole my heart. She tells me it's all for a worthy cause. Yeah, just rob me. Deep down, my darling is a thief. Oh, she may do the dishes, but I pay her for my kisses. I know it's not malicious. She's just in the thieving business. She calls herself my missus, but she's got me by the britches. I say, honey, keep your gun and just rob me.
Nice. 88.5 KCSN, Fiction Family, live in this studio. That came to you in a dream?
Yeah. I just remember writing it down in this little journal I keep up near the front of my bunk. We were on tour. And then literally going back to sleep and waking up to see what I had written.
So is it the story? Later. Is it the story or the actual words?
A lot of the words and most of the, yeah, pretty much the whole song.
Wow. I don't know. When I dream, nothing makes sense.
Well, that kind of makes a little too much sense, you know? That one was one of those ones where I thought, that's kind of, I'm not going to say indicative of the pattern between men and women. I mean, but I'm just saying that there's a lot of truth there.
It's funny because a lot of times, I don't know I think this is pretty common. Like you wake up with an idea, you know, whether it's a song or whatever, and you think, wow, that's really cool. Surely I won't forget that. That's so cool that tomorrow I'll totally remember it. And then you just wake up with like, I think there was something that I had, some idea. So kudos for actually writing it down.
Well, you know, sometimes you write it down and you wish you hadn't because you wake up and you think it's a good idea and it's not.
Right. That's what happens to me. I think I have a brilliant idea and I read it the next day. I'm like, that's crazy. But you dream hit songs. So that's really nice. And Sean over here on the guitar just ripping it up, shredding. Your technique, obviously you take it all the way back to the roots. You know, who are the players that you really studied?
Growing up, you know, I grew up playing bluegrass, and so it's a lot of people that most people haven't heard of, but people like Tony Rice and Scott Nygaard, Russ Barenberg, those are guitar players, David Greer, those are guitar players that I listen to, but I also just, you know, the players in general that I listen to were bluegrass, people like Stuart Duncan and Jerry Douglas and Edgar Meyer and Bela Fleck, people like that. And so, it's a very different, it's a different way of learning guitar technique from what we're doing here, and so it's kind of fun to interject it every now and then.
Yeah, and it comes straight from the hills. This is just like a folk music, as it were, because it's played by just folk, right?
Yeah, you know, it's all folk music, right?
And but you've been playing for a long, long time to get that good. Now it's becoming very popular to, let's do a little bluegrass in our thing, mm-hmm. but without the technique or without that kind of background, there's a lot of catching up to do.
Yeah, I mean, I started playing when I was nine, started learning bluegrass when I was nine, and it was just really fun. Had some friends, some family was into it and supportive, and so, yeah, and I've, tried to branch out since then, but that's where I started.
You'd be great, like, at a family kind of campfire or outing or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
What we're doing right now.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
We just need a little fire pit.
Yeah, if you were my cousin and we got together and we're let's just have a campfire on the lake, I'd be like, you better bring your guitar because you're.
Oh, I love that stuff. I mean, I used to have this place on the beach in Carlsbad. I lived there for 7 years, and literally almost every night I would have a fire and be out there playing, whether or not people came by or not. That's kind of my, that's me, my ideal me.
That's cool.
Playing songs by a fire.
Oh yeah. So did people come along and play with you, or did you?
Sometimes people would stop by and I'd have little get-togethers. But I still do that. I mean, even though I don't live there anymore, I'd like to. You know, around Los Angeles, there's a lot of really great players that I've been fortunate enough to become friends with, and we get together regularly to play. Whether
That's
it be
great.
Different houses or whatever.
That sounds like a lot.
Yeah, the
of
campfire.
Fun.
Kind of feeling is well intact, whether or not there's actually a fire.
Excellent. I love that. Yeah, I'm feeling it right here. It's 88.5 KCSN, Fiction Family in the studio. Their new album is Fiction Family Reunion. They're playing tonight at House of Blues on Sunset. And we'd love it if you could play another song.
Let's do it. So this is a song that is inspired by the fine city of Los Angeles.
Sorry for the tuning.
Important. It's like vegetables. You don't want to talk about it, but feel it now, I can feel my heart again. Thought I lost myself, I could feel it caving in. You can keep your venom, saints, just give me back my girl. When the city's dark with the melancholy chords, I can feel
feel a hollow skin, as thin as billboards. You can win the poison race, just give me back my girl. You can have LA, just give me back my girl. I feel it creeping in, breaking my heart again. I don't know who I've been, feels like I'm losing it all. You can have Los Angeles, just give me back my girl. Never the point, 'cause I don't ever wanna lose your love. I just wanna know it's shining on the inside. Yeah, feels like I'm losing her, like we'll never be what we were. Ever since the bubble burst, feels like we're in reverse. Oh. My girl, you can have the angels, just give me back my girl. You shine brighter than the city of love. 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 My girl, you can keep the Dodgers, just give me back my girl. You can have Los Angeles, just give me back my girl. You can have the basin, just give me back my girl.
88.5 KCSN Fiction Family live in the studio. Give me back my girl. We like the basin though. We love the basin.
You can have it.
Okay, I'll take it.
It's yours. I love it too, man. No disrespect.
Oh, by the way, the benefit that we were speaking about earlier, Jackson Brown and Friends, which Sean played and also Tyler played as well, that did help us pay for our booster over on the other side in the basin, so our signal in the basin has expanded. So we thank you very much.
Yeah, I live in Silver Lake. I used to live in Hollywood, and I couldn't get it at all over there. Now I live in Silver Lake and it's better. But glad to hear.
I drove around up and down those hills, even the steepest ones, and I was still picking it up over there in Silver Lake. So thank you. You that actually made a difference. That actually helped get that done. So thank you very much for that. You guys are involved in an organization called To Write Love on Her Arms. Yes?
Yes. Yeah, that's what this tour is about, actually. It's an organization that is dedicated to helping people kind of battle their demons and know that they're not alone, know that they've got people to talk to, and to kind of be able to move forward with their lives. So
it's not a happy subject, but it's very important to talk about. And I think it addresses, you know, people who are struggling with depression, having suicidal thoughts, or just having addiction problems and stuff like that. I appreciate that very much because, you know, I think all of us probably have had friends who didn't make it, you know, who didn't make it past that struggle. So appreciate your work with that. Tell us more about it.
Yeah, you know, I mean, like you said, we've all had friends that, as you move forward in life, you have friends that are not with you anymore, and you look back and you think, what could I have done differently? And not to say that you can physically save everyone, but if there's a chance that you could actually give somebody a way out, that's an important thing to do. And so music is something that for me has always been a way out, to be able to talk about it and have an opportunity where nothing is off limits. And so I feel like a night where conversation and music could actually allow other people to feel that they're not alone in this life, that's important. So that's kind of what the evening is about and why we're playing.
Wow, that's great. Is there a website that people can go to information?
Yeah, To Write Love on Her Arms is the name of the organization. TWLOHA. Yeah, it's kind of the spelling thing.
First letter of,
yeah,
of the thing.
First letter of all of those. To find out more information, in every show, they're giving out information on local people in the neighborhood, that counselors and psychologists and different people that can help battle addiction, battle depression, all these different issues.
That's great. We appreciate that very, very much. Because, you know, I've lost friends to suicide, and you always think, yeah, what could I have done? And, or, you know, dang, if they could have just got through that day, mm-hmm. maybe it would have been okay. Yeah. So this gives somebody a place to go.
Yeah, let a little light in the room, let some pressure out, and be able to breathe and move forward.
That's great. It's Fiction Family live in the studio. Are you up for another song, or are you kind of tapped out?
Let's do another one. I mean, if you guys...
they're looking at each other.
Yeah, let's play one of yours, Sean.
Yeah, it's okay.
Great.
Sorry. I don't know what.
We'll cut this part out.
That's what editing is for, right? 2, 3, 4. This is all very new. I'm very sorry. I just sang the worst note I could probably have sung. Here we go. 3, 4. I am damaged and I don't want you to know. Under bandages, our wounds I'll never show. I dress them well before you come around. They're wrapped up till you go. 'Cause I am damaged and I don't want you to know. There are many pictures hung up on my wall. And I have let you think that you have seen them all. But I take some down before you come around. It's propaganda, yeah, I know. But I am damaged and I don't want you to go.
you'll find some rotten boards. So I paint the outside with only major chords. And I won't lie, but I'll hide things in the basement down below. 'Cause I am damaged and I don't want you to know. Yes, I am damaged and I don't want you to go. Yes, I am damaged and I don't want you to know.
Very nice. Sean Watkins on vocals on that one. It's 88.5 KCSN Fiction Family live in the studio. Thank you so much for coming out here and performing this afternoon. Really, really appreciate it. The album is Fiction Family Reunion, second album, out as of yesterday, yes?
That's yep. Right. Brand spanking new.
And they're celebrating it with a performance at the House of Blues Sunset this evening. So if you get a chance, get on out there. Thanks again for coming.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, it's an honor to be here.
Fiction Family. It's 88.5 KCSN.